Ah, dude, we're gonna run out of time. I just need to call my dad, tell him I'm gonna be a bit late.
You want me to call him?
Yeah, dude, I don't have my phone on me, so is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll just give him a quick call now. Cheers, man. Yeah, just let him know we're running a bit late.
Cheers, buddy.
Hello? Liam, are you there? It's Soaps, Gander's mate.
I don't know who you are.
Oh, Liam, hi, you are there. Yeah, good. No, it's just Soaps, Gander's mate. Just letting you know he's going to be a little bit late tonight, that's all.
I don't know what you want.
Yes, I just mentioned Gander's here, and he's just running a little bit late, that's all. So I've got Gander right here.
If you are looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money.
What? Ransom? Money? No, Gander's here doing the podcast. No, he's with me, he's fine.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills.
Wait, what?
Skills I have acquired over a very long career.
Skills? What? No, Gander. I'm talking about Gander.
Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
So is that a no? I've got Gander if you want to actually speak to him.
If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it.
What? Daughter? Here, Gander, you speak to him.
Yeah, hello? Dad, what's happening? Yeah, I'm just running a little bit late, that's all.
I will not look for you. I will not pursue you.
I'm confused. Are you throwing me out? Do you want me to come home, or you don't want me to come home? It's do, or it's don't.
But if you don't, I will look for you.
I'm a little confused.
I will find you. And I will kill you.
I'm really confused now. Hello? Dad? Dad, hello?
So, what was the verdict?
I think it's a no. I have to go home so I can get thrown out. So he can kill me?
Well, I guess I'm taking you home.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of May Contain. I'm Gander.
I'm Soaps.
And this is the first May Contain episode coming at you from the May Contain shed.
Yeah, the May Contain HQ.
HQ, yes, headquarters.
That's it.
No name as of yet.
No, not yet anyway.
We'll come up with something cool. Maybe we'll get the listeners to throw in what they would like this shed to be called.
Yeah.
And we'll name it that.
Exactly. So we'll do a we'll do it at the end of the show. Yeah, see what we do
go from there. So what do you think anyway, man?
I am over the moon. Is that...
Yeah.
Do people still use that expression?
Over the moon?
Yeah.
The cows do.
The cows,
but that's only because they jump it.
So they really don't.
No, they can't talk.
But I am over the moon.
You're over the moon. You like
with
it.
With the look of this, the entire... Just rocking up.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you've got a flag out the front. Somehow I missed that.
Yes.
Right? So I don't know how I missed that, but yeah. I'm here. You showed me this room here,
yes.
The May Contain headquarters.
The May Contain HQ.
And I'm blown away.
You
like,
love it?
This is so cool. Like,
yeah.
We've got our own... It's a shed, right?
But it will turn into a room
but
as we go. We'll do this together.
Yeah, it's our shed.
It's our shed.
It's incredible.
Yes.
Now, yeah, just looking around, we've got so much room. We've actually got a desk properly set up now.
Yes.
Right, obviously you guys can't see it. We will put up photos.
We'll put a picture of us doing my typical thumbs up pose that I normally do.
But, yeah, it's amazing. We're set up better. I'm actually seated better for
you
the first time ever.
Yes.
So I'm not on an angle. It's fantastic. What did you love about it? Like, you're the one who bought the place.
The house. I love this. To be honest,
yes.
I just, because Molly knows how much I love doing this. It's a passion. Podcasting is a passion.
That's why we're here.
And I just love how the room's set up with old memorabilia and new stuff where you can just look around and there's stuff to look at.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And this is just the beginning.
Yeah, I know. The first thing I walked in, like, even when you, because you sent me a picture of it first up.
Yeah.
For people who know what this is,
yeah.
The first thing I noticed was the Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh, Teddy Ruxpin.
You have a Teddy Ruxpin. Ruxpin?
Yep. Yeah, Ruxpin.
Yeah, up in the corner in its box.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you got all the books and everything like that. That's the first thing I noticed in the corner. But then you've also got other stuff. Like, you've got box sets. You've got your comics around here. You've got
Superman cape.
Yeah, the Superman cape.
Superman cape's there. It's out.
So it's... We'll have to put up a picture just to show everyone. Yes. It's old and new. It's perfect.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's with the mannequin head here.
Headphones go on it.
Oh, brilliant.
Yep. At the moment, it kind of looks weird because it's just the head.
Yep.
But no, my headphones will go on that. So.
Fantastic. All right. Yeah. Just so I'm aware of that, I just saw the mannequin head.
And Voltron. We have Voltron.
Do you know what? I kept staring at that. I'm like, I know what that's called.
Yeah.
I'm born in the 80s, but I'm not from the 80s. So I'm like, I know this.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ultron.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess it has been a pretty full-on week for me.
Yeah.
I've been moving completely and I've had a week and a bit off work.
Yes.
And I've just been non-stop. Molly's kind of got the shits because every single day I don't want to relax. I just want to keep going, get stuff done. And then I can disappear and do stuff in here. Wi-Fi though, Wi-Fi is so much quicker here.
It's so much quicker because when we do our intros and just adding in everything, it's just so much quicker. Even when we just did the 10-minute episode for the week and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just bang, put it straight together.
It's done, isn't it? Sorted. Awesome. So I'm glad you like it.
I love it.
We've got more things to come.
Yeah.
You can put your stuff in here.
I know.
We can get listeners to go, I've got something really cool. Do you want it in the May Contain Shed? In the headquarters.
And we'll have it here. We'll have photos all the time.
We'll have photos with it.
We'll build.
Yeah.
This is only the beginning, people. This is it.
Brilliant.
We almost were going to save this for a season 3 reveal, but it's just too good to go.
Yeah,
nah.
Well, I think things will happen in season 3 with it.
Yeah.
So that will be, by the end of season 3, be a room.
Huge.
Be massive.
So, because it's not cold out here. It's nothing like that.
Yeah.
And it blocks out the noise. You can still hear us perfectly.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. No word of a lie, people. No word of a lie. This is a really good place.
Now, that brings me on to something.
What's that?
Right now, as promised, because our last episode, which, you know,
you wanted to talk more about lies.
Yeah. I still have two more.
Two more lies?
Well, I have two. I said I had one more last week, but I have two more.
You lied.
I did.
You lied.
There's one right
there.
It's
three lies.
It's three. I'm just a chronic liar. So.
Oh, hit us up. What's this lie about?
Oh, okay. This is in moments that I constantly kept getting injured.
Yes,
right.
Which is every week for you.
And it always ends up that somehow I end up lying to work about it, about what happened.
Okay.
So, what ended up happening on this one in particular? It happened at work.
Okay.
It's the first lie.
Yeah.
It leads into the second
lie. So, it didn't actually happen at work?
No, it did happen at work.
Okay, happened at work.
No, that's
fine.
Okay. Right?
We're not lying yet.
I don't think you know this one.
I don't know.
But anyway, we were watching... I used to be a security guard.
Yes.
And we were watching a new train station being built.
Okay.
And we were doing 12-hour shifts around the clock.
Yeah.
So, like 6 p.m. starts, 6 a.m. starts.
You're getting tired.
I'm knackered. But you know what? I had a way to keep myself distracted.
Huh?
Right? By injuring myself, apparently.
Okay.
No. What it was is I've got this really bad habit. And I think a lot of people have this bad habit because I've seen so many people do. Not what I did, but similar things.
Something stupid, yeah.
When you're walking and you're looking on your phone.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think that... If the phone realizes that, they should make up a thing. If the phone ever realizes this, the camera should come on so you can at least see the floor in front of you. Right?
You went up a step.
No. No, just you wait. So I'm walking along, typing away on my phone, looking at something.
As we all do now.
And I'm walking down the platform.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm you know, a very good security guard looking, making sure nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Nothing's happening. So I'm on my phone. And not realizing that I'm slowly walking closer and closer to the edge.
Oh no!
Of the platform.
Oh no! You
right.
Didn't, did you?
Oh, did I?
Oh.
So what happened was I'm walking along, and it wasn't a straight off the thing, off the edge.
Yeah.
It was a tumble.
It was a. Oh dear! I need to cling on to stuff.
It was that moment where you always hear, at this point, Soaps realized he'd fucked up.
it was
kind of one of those moments.
When it's slow-mo for you.
Everything just like slowed down for me. And my left foot, it just went off the edge of the platform. I'm like, the ground's gone. At this point,
you're lucky no trains were coming.
Well, there's no trains. It's no station.
Oh,
there's no rail.
It was getting big. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so, but it's a good point. If it was an active train station, I could be dead.
Shit could have been went down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, left foot went off the platform. I tumbled off the station.
Yeah.
Right? Phone gets thrown from hand. I'm falling. Land between, there's no rail, so straight onto the ballast.
Wow.
But I landed on my leg, right? And I broke. Well, didn't break. It was a minor fracture, but... I had a big freaking cry about it.
I want to hear where the lie comes into play. This is going to be good.
Now, obviously, I'm not going to go to the boss
I was on my phone.
Fell off the platform.
Did you invent someone?
Did Did I what?
Like, I was chasing someone.
It's not even a good lie. These are the things. These are like...
Your lies are weird.
I know. I almost lied to either get myself out of trouble or to make the story sound better.
Yeah.
So, because I'll get to something in a sec. What ended up happening was, so obviously I'm laying amongst the ballast and on the floor, and things are broken. I'm like, I can't walk. I've called the supervisor.
Help, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, come pick me up. I've fallen. I can't get up.
Yeah.
Right? And he's like, ah, what have you done?
Yeah.
And all I said was, well, I was walking along the platform and I dropped my pen. So I just jumped down to get it, but I landed funny.
Oh.
And now I'm down here.
See, that's a bad lie.
It is a bad lie.
And it worked. He fell for it until now.
Until now.
Until he hears this.
And goes, hang on, I don't work for that. I don't work for you. Can't.
So you broke your leg?
I didn't break my leg. I fractured my ankle.
You fractured your ankle.
And I was off for about...
Due to a phone.
Yeah, I was off for about 5-6 weeks.
Was it a good text?
So I don't remember. I don't remember what I was watching.
Oh, you were watching a video.
Yeah, or something like that. The phone didn't break.
Yeah.
But that was my only... Because I'm an idiot. That was my only concern at the time.
Yeah.
It's like, did I break the screen?
Yeah.
Like, every time you drop a phone, did I break the screen? That's all you think. Yeah. Like, I dropped my new phone the other day, right? And it was on carpet. Did I break the screen? Like, that's all I keep thinking.
Yeah.
But, no, screen didn't break. But my ankle was broken.
Ouch.
So...
Did you scream? Were you like, ah!
I think it was one of those things that, like, I didn't think it was broken at the time.
Yeah.
So, I'm acting... I couldn't feel anything.
You're like, this is all good.
No. So I'm acting. Yeah. I'm an actor like that, right?
Yeah.
I'm acting that it's broken.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ow, it hurts so much. Like, get me out of here.
Help me.
And they're dragging me like back onto the platform.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm like, not crying, but like I'm in pain. And I say that like, you know, loose term sort of, you know, quotation sort of like in pain. And, it wasn't until there is a part two to this story.
Oh.
But what ended up happening was he actually dragged me back, and then they took me off to hospital and they go, there's a minor fracture in your ankle.
Wow.
And I'm like, no worries. And every time I still see this boss, because I work in a different job now, but I still see the same boss. And he goes, don't go jumping off platforms now.
Oh.
And I'm like,
yeah,
I won't.
That's weird.
But. There is a follow-up, but I'll get to that in a sec.
Yeah. Well, touching on that, though, I had an ankle injury, which I done stupidly.
Yes.
Before I get to my lie. Because there's no lie about it. I was just an absolute fuckwit with this one. I had a couch. This is at the old residence.
Right.
Back in my party days. Pre-beard.
Yep.
I
love how you say back at the old place now.
Yeah, I know. It feels weird. So. But, I tried breakdancing, right?
No.
I had no coordination. I thought it would be a really cool idea to try and breakdance while I was pissed, right? In my house. I moved all the furniture.
For you, that's probably a good idea because I reckon if you're going to fall, you're not going to hurt yourself as much.
Wait.
Wait. But wait, there's more. What?
I jumped. You know those dance moves where you jump and then you're going to try and land on your knees or something like that?
I've never done it.
I jumped. Now, I jumped pretty high that my head hit the roof in my house, right? On the way back down, I was like, actually, this is not going to
This
is not going to
go moment that Gander realized he fucked up.
It was. But I went, no, instead of landing on my knees, I'm just going to put one foot out and I'll land on it. And as soon as I landed, I heard a pop. Right?
Oh, do you know what? I hate that.
And my ankle popped out, right? Now, being completely drunk as I was, there was no pain, no instant pain. I was like, oh, that can't be good, though. I heard saying, everyone else in the room's just, the music just came to a halt. Everyone was just looking at me, and I was like, just like that scene, you know, that scene where I just got to jump up and go, I'm okay.
Yeah.
And I did it and everyone cheered and I kept drinking.
Like a Van Wilder moment.
Yeah, it was brilliant. I then went out to New York Bar and Grill, the place of clubbing. I danced all night long. The next morning, I need an ambulance.
Oh.
I didn't realize until I woke up and I could not move without being in pain. I had to get an ambulance. I had literally popped it out of the socket.
My God. I don't know if anyone else listening right now, I'm sitting here so uncomfortable.
Like,
I'm moving my legs around. And I'm like, I'm not feeling this.
That's not even my lie. That was just because you're telling a story where you're an idiot.
Yeah.
I just had to throw in my own little pop squiz.
Pop squiz. Oh.
Yeah.
Was there a lie from that? I guess that's a cool story to tell.
No, like, yeah, that was it. I had time off work. I had crutches for a month. What'd you do? I was breakdancing. It kind of was a good story. So, I thought it was a hit with the ladies.
See, at least yours was a good story. But where's your lie?
Oh, my lie was, it's another clubbing story. This would probably have been prior to the popped ankle. Was, because I'm an idiot when I'm drunk. Let's face it. And I get molded to people's will. And one of the girls, because you know how girls, when they get ready, they go into there and they put the fake tan on and the foundation and things like that.
I'm not a girl, but yeah, sure.
Well, I looked and I must have just gotten over being sick because I looked really pale.
Right.
And I thought, it'd be a really good idea to wear fake tan, right? Right? It could be a hit with the ladies. Why not?
So anyway, if they can do it,
why
so
not?
Can I?
So anyway, I went into the... I was pissed. No mirror or anything. I just sat in the lounge, make me up, right? Little did I know, they did it so dark because we're in a dark room, right?
Right.
I got up and I said, do I look good? They said, yep. I grabbed my shit. We left, right?
I love this already.
I looked black, right? I went to an R&B club. And I was ordering drinks, my Jack Daniels and Coke, and people were just staring. I did not realise until one person came out to the bar, and it was a black male, came up to the bar, and he looked at me and he said, you're taking the piss, mate. And I said, I've got no idea what you're talking about. And he said, go to the bathroom and have a look. And I had to go and have a look. It was shocking. So my lie was, I came back out and I didn't want to take it off. I right. came back out and I
said, it's a condition.
Mate, this is what I look like. Right? He knew I was. I just tried to lie there and I kept staying with it. I said, I'm a Spaniel.
Yeah.
A Spanish background. I don't know. I just made something up. And I said, this was me. I couldn't even pronounce it right. And let's safe to say, when I woke up and my white pillow was completely covered in black,
orange and...
Yeah, there was no woman laying next to me that morning.
You weren't a Spaniel anymore, or it wasn't.
Maybe I wanted to be black because the next week I probably popped my ankle trying to break dance. So.
That's hilarious because it's not really. It is your fault, actually.
I'm an idiot.
You didn't check before going out.
Oh.
But why do you want a dark room?
Well, because I don't. Whatever. Like I said, people. Oh, I can make you look good. Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
So just that'll it.
Yeah. I like being pampered.
Did you do like the? It was a whole body, or
yeah?
How?
Well, they just did it, and then they did it because I thought to cover up because I felt like that because they said, oh, your face is a little bit darker.
Yeah.
I said, just do my arms then.
Just blend it in.
I'll need to find pictures.
Is there a picture
horrible.
Of this?
There was back in the day, but I probably deleted it.
Because it probably looks like your old army photos where you've got like just the mud across your face.
Yeah, no, this was, yeah.
This is me.
Yeah, a Spaniel look.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's my life.
Oh, that's brilliant.
There you go.
That's good.
But you had one more?
I had one more. I did have one more, right? Yeah. I don't know if I can top that now.
Where?
Right? But, like, I think, like I said, when something stupid to me happens, there has to be a good story to go with it.
Yeah, okay.
Right? And this literally happened probably about 2 years ago now, I reckon.
Yeah.
And actually, the reason why I remember it as well, because it takes me back to last night.
Okay.
Right,
wow.
At work last night, right?
Here we go.
This isn't a lie. This is just sort of the prelude to it.
Yeah.
Right? Because what happened was, working a train, as I do. And had a security guard with me, and out of nowhere, his nose just starts bleeding, right?
Okay.
And he looks at me, and he's just sort of like, "Oh, can you get me a? Do you have any tissues?"
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, "Is it?" Because he had his finger there. I'm sort of like, "Oh, is it running or is it like blood?" Yeah, it's blood. I'm like, oh, "Okay, right, no worries."
Yeah.
So I run down the back, go to my bag, and all I had my first aid kit there, and all I had was bandages. I'm like. Is this going to work? He goes, he just sort of laughed. He goes, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
And as he moved his like,
two knuckles away
from that, it just poured. Like, it was just there was blood all over the floor.
So you're not good with blood.
I'm not good with my blood.
Oh, okay.
Anyone else's? Because
so you were fine seeing this water full of blood.
Yeah, because remember the week before, I actually said on the show that we had that person cut his head.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's weird. I can't deal with my own blood, but I'm all right with others. But yeah, even he said afterwards, right? He goes, because it was just blood everywhere.
Yeah.
And he goes, we need a story for this. Like, he goes, I can't just say I had a blood nose. We need a story.
Yeah.
And that made me think. I'm like, he's not wrong. And we never made a story. We got back and I'm just like, he had a blood nose. Like, because do you know what? It wasn't me. Because it didn't happen to me. It wasn't like, you know, like he should have jumped on it quick. If he wanted to make a lie, that was his time. Me, on the other hand, when it happens to me, I'm right on top of that lie.
So it's happened to you?
Yes, right?
Oh.
Now, this literally goes back to a matter of weeks, right? After my ankle healed.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So I'd just broken my ankle.
Yeah.
I was off. I returned to work for 2 weeks, if that. Then I was off again. So with another injury.
Yeah.
Right? So I was back. I was happy to be back at work and stuff like that. And the boss is like, yep, you're all good. Yep, no worries. Don't be hurting yourself again.
You'll be right. You'll be right. Yeah.
Anyway, for anyone who lives in Adelaide, there's they would know St. Kilda Playground.
Okay.
Right? Yes. For anyone who doesn't know, it's a massive wooden playground. It's got a castle with huge slides that come out of it.
Yeah.
I believe they're actually adding new equipment there now, actually. So
upgrading.
They are. Well, it needs to because they started ripping things out and it was just sort of like a barren wasteland.
Oh, okay.
So things were missing. And it's like,
this is Mordor now.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it looks like. Because there's a big mountain down the end.
Yeah.
And there's a slide that goes down inside the mountain.
Wow, okay.
Right? Do you remember that?
No.
It's closed now.
No, okay.
Because so many kids have just fallen down the hole and just disappeared into the abyss. And I'm like, I didn't fall down that one. Back on the castle.
Yeah.
So we were down there. And it was just me and another friend of mine. And I climbed to the top of the castle.
Yeah,
right?
Play an ice by.
King of the world, bro. Yeah.
Did the Titanic scene with your mate. He held you back.
So,
I'm king of the world!
But I'm like, all right, cool. We're going down the slide. And I was probably in jeans and a t-shirt, right? Yeah. I was really not dressed
for
the
occasion. Not good for you. You need bubble wrap. But
I need a ball at the end of this, right? Now, it wasn't raining. It was probably a rather warm night, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'll go down the slide. Why not? You know, I reckon I was about 23.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of like, I'm a big kid. I'll go down the slide.
Yeah.
Jumped on the slide. I don't know what was on this slide.
Yeah.
But I flew down this thing. I was hitting like Mach 5. I'm like flying down. I'm like, if I went any quicker, I was going back in time.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, yeah,
I was my own flux capacitor.
Yeah.
So I was going to go and I hit the bottom. And now, do you know, I don't know if everywhere in the world has them, but they should. It's smart.
Yeah.
They have, when you hit the bottom of a slide, especially a long one, they have a long flat.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So you can come to a stop and then you get off.
Yeah.
Me, I'm like, I hit the flat, right? And I'm still gaining speed.
How?
I was probably much bigger back then, so I don't know if I just sort of wedged in and I was just like a greasy sort of 23-year-old.
Sweet spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I was just a greasy 23-year-old and just like slicked down it. But I was gaining speed. I was getting really quick.
Yeah.
And, on the flat, it's a long flat, and I'm still cruising. I'm like, this ain't good.
Yeah.
Like, it was that moment where Soaps realized he'd finally fucked up. There was bark at the end. I flew off the end of the end of the flat, hit the bark. I bounced off the bark, right? So that sort of hurt a bit. And all I could see, and I'm so glad time was going slow for me at this point, there's a wooden fence, like the wooden logs.
You're like, hey, don't
impale. I'm like, I don't need this. What was happening is this wooden log was coming strong. My legs were open. Legs are open.
Oh,
I'm
dear.
Like, this is going to be a really horrible day. Or night. Because I reckon it was about 12 o'clock at night. No one else was there. It was me and my friend. And I'm like, I can't allow this to happen.
Yeah.
I can't get hit there. I'll die.
Yeah.
Right? So the last thing I could finally do was I pulled my right leg up in front of me like a shield.
Yeah.
And I went straight through this log. Like, I went through the log. And, like,
You batarang.
I did. And, like, I didn't hear anything. But I was, like, laying next to these logs that I just crashed into. Like, I was obviously going so quick. And I was going through them. And finally, she came down. It was a girl that was... And she came down the slide.
Yeah.
And I'm on the ground. And I'm just like...
you're laughing.
Like, because I was in pain. But I'm like, oh, that was dumb. And, like, very Jokerish, I reckon it was.
Yeah.
You know when, like, Batman smacks around the Joker so much, he just gets that laugh?
Yeah.
It was that.
It was full on.
And she's like, she came
down.
You
should not go... Because this happened before as well on a slippery dip.
Did it?
Yeah, you told the Slippery Dip story before.
So this is the same one.
Okay, we're repeating.
And there was a lie this, right? So yeah, to everyone who knows the story, right? I bounced, and she's like, "How did you get over here?"
Right? Well, here we go.
No, this isn't the lie, right? Okay. Like it had, because obviously she knew how I got there. Yeah. I flew.
Yeah.
And what ended up happening was, pick me up off the ground. I'm like, yep, cool. I'm like lumbering back to the car.
Yeah.
Right. Anyone would have thought it was like Night of the Living Dead the way we were both getting back there. And I was the driver. It was my car.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, no worries. Jumped in the car. Now I started driving home. I got about probably driving back a good 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And the adrenaline had worn off. I'm like, I'm in a lot of pain. Like,
yeah, something's not
right. We just stop it at the hospital on the way back. And she's like, yeah, it's cool. No worries.
She's a lie.
Yeah. Went through everything. They took me in. And they came back going, Soap's got some bad news for you.
Yeah.
They go, I'm perfectly fine and have to return to work. They go, no. No. You've shattered your knee in about 5 places.
Wow.
Yeah, you're not going to be walking for a while.
You felt all right.
So at this point, I felt all right. It started to hurt. It was one of those sort of like, I think I've done something. I've probably sprained it. But they showed me the x-ray, and it was just in pieces. Like, it was still there, but it was just cracks all through it. And they said, we're going to strap it. Don't move it for like 12 weeks.
Yeah, I remember you saying
that. It will heal. It didn't need surgery. It was all good. Right, so this is where the lie comes in.
Yeah.
Right? Because obviously, I'm not returning to work.
Yeah.
So the boss is like, well, you know,
what's going on?
Why did this happen again? It was your left ankle, and your right knee.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Are you involved in Fight Club? Like, we don't know.
Tyler Durden?
Yeah. And I just said, surfing accident. Because it sounded so much cooler. It was the first thing that came into my head. I haven't surfed in five
years.
I haven't surfed in about 6 years, 7 years.
Yeah.
And like, I've still got my broken board, so I have wiped out. I broke my board.
Yeah.
And, but no, I was like, surfing accident. He goes, really?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. And I came off, broke my knee. I don't know what I hit. And he's like, oh, you idiot. Did anyone tell him I fell off a playground?
I fought a shark and then just poked it in the
And then there was alligators at the beach.
Yeah.
And fought them all back, but he took my leg. So it just gets out of hand. But no, in the end, it just had to be. Everyone else, I remember telling him, like, yeah, fell off, secured a playground. Yeah, that happened.
Wow.
But no, for him, it was just sort of, surfing accident. That sounded so much cooler.
Yeah.
But I was off for about, five months.
Yeah, I remember you were out for a long time.
Yeah.
So,
And then finally returned to the job after that.
Yeah. So, and fear of slippery dips ever since.
I've never been back there.
Yeah, don't.
No.
Don't ever
it's
go
not
back.
Gonna end don't go well back. At all. So that wraps up my lie.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't have any other lies. But
I don't believe that. That's a lie.
I've probably got more, but none on the top of my head. But yeah, there's something in the news.
Yes.
Something in the news that I would love to bring up and I would want your opinion on.
Sure.
I don't even know if you know this, but Disney. You know Disney.
Oh, not personally, but yeah, he seems like a good guy.
Yo, Walt. Go unfreeze him. Walt, it's me.
It's me. Soaps.
Go way back. Disney invested $65 million. I'm not talking dinosaur years. I'm talking $65 million to help make a virtual reality movie the next big thing.
In what sense? Have they already invested this?
Yeah, they've invested it. I've got no idea where the money's going, how they're doing it, but literally they want every audience member to strap on a headset and be a part of the movie, I'm assuming.
This is interesting because I reckon it's going to go one of two ways. Movies, I reckon, they're not coming to an end. They're far from that. Right? They're going strong.
Yeah.
But they're at a turning point now where they can do other things with them. I reckon virtual reality is one, right? Or the way that they've done with gaming, Until Dawn, right?
Oh, okay, you choose your own adventures.
Yeah, so that's essentially a film, picture an adventure.
I would like that, and I've heard of a cinema that did something similar to that. Where all the audience members had A, B, C, D, right?
Oh, yeah.
And basically, they'd film this movie so many different ways, and they'd get to a little bit where you had 5 seconds, everyone had to hit A, B, C, D, majority ruled, and that's where the character continued.
See, that's cool. Yeah. I find that more appealing
than
virtual reality. Unless they bring the two together.
Yeah, then it would be awesome.
Yeah.
But I just don't. The one thing that bugs me with the virtual reality headset for movies is the scene changes.
It would just go flick,
and you'd suddenly go, whoa, where the hell am I now?
Yeah.
And then you'd be looking around the environment trying to work out where you are while you're missing the plot that you're supposed to be
I reckon virtual reality is... It's not a new concept.
Yeah.
It's definitely a reborn concept
yeah.
that's only getting better now. But I reckon it's still only in its very young years of what they're doing with it now. They haven't even released an official Oculus. PlayStation hasn't released theirs. There's no official release. You can't just go out and buy one off store shelves at the moment.
No.
So putting $65 million investing into it,
yeah,
it could be a great idea. But I don't reckon we're going to see it for at least another 10 years.
Oh, it's going to be a long time back. It would be interesting to see if the screen's in front of you and there's just other things around or if you're part of the scene. That's what I want to know.
What I want to know is, obviously, if Disney's doing it, are they going to be the only ones that are making these films? Because who in their right mind, right, a producer or any sort of company, in their right mind is going to go, let's do a film like that. It's a gamble. Unless you're someone like James Cameron, who's like, all right, we'll shoot in IMAX and we'll shoot blue cat people because it looks amazing, right? Everyone
it's
went.
Not, yeah, it,
like I'm indifferent about that film.
See,
but
I like Avatar. It's good.
It looks cool, but it's Fern Gully.
Yeah.
But like, unless Disney's only going to put their stuff into it, or they can license it to be like, well, we don't want that in there.
Yeah.
And so
I just find it really weird. Like, is it something where you go to the cinema and then everyone wears them? And if it is, you're gonna have to pay a lot of money. Like, just in case I break this headset.
Yeah, like a waiver sort
of thing. And if not, if it's going to be a home purchase, then are these going to be straight to Blu-ray kind of movies that you're watching? I don't know.
I reckon it'd be cool to go to a cinema, but there's way too much to sign off on. It'd almost be like, well, do you want your head inside a virtual reality headset that someone else already had their sweaty head inside?
Yeah, disgusting.
Yeah, unless they're going to be changing the rims each film. I can't see this, like... being a viable option, not for cinemas. Because the other thing as well, it's like, how much are tickets going to cost?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be paying, what, 60 plus for a ticket? Like, here's your virtual reality movie.
Yeah.
I reckon it still doesn't need to be virtual reality unless it's a home thing, like you said.
Yeah.
Right? Which makes a lot of sense. That's doable.
But every single person needs to wear one. Now, when you watch a movie, two people minimum.
Yeah.
Normally.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I can understand you watch by yourself, but a movie is always better when there's someone else.
Yeah, because you can discuss it.
You can discuss it. If you put this virtual reality headset on, you're virtually watching it by yourself.
Yeah, you can't look at the person next to you. Yeah. Like, and that kind of ruins it for me. I reckon half the problem is like, when you see a movie with someone, you have your reaction, but then half the fun is having that reaction with someone else, watching their reaction.
Yeah.
Or it's like, huh, you jumped, or something like that. Like, you have those moments.
Yeah, but you're not going to get any of that.
No, like, because all I'm going to see is, like, if it is a horror film or whatever they plan on doing, Disney, they're going to do horror. Disney. But for an example, right, if your friend jumps next to you, you're like, huh, where are you? You jumped.
I felt the couch move.
Yeah, you got that, so.
Weird.
It's bizarre. I reckon the best way that it's still going...
Yeah.
Is IMAX.
IMAX is good.
It's big enough because the screen, like you put on your 3D glasses, the screen fits fully in those 3D.
And it looks awesome.
And they can use the 3D all they want.
Yeah. But most IMAX movies are like 45 minutes, apart from the actual movies that shoot for it. Like their little documentaries, they never do a full hour and a half. Not that I've been to.
No, like I remember I saw World War Z.
Was that shot in IMAX?
It's in IMAX. I remember that's where I saw it for a second time.
Yeah.
And holy hell, it is a cool experience. Like,
Because
it's just such a fast-paced movie.
Yeah.
And just watching the whole thing, because you see, IMAX is best experience when you're sitting further back, because...
This brings me on to another quick point.
Yeah.
I just bought a new TV in the house.
After you smashed your old one?
I smashed my old TV, guys. It wasn't even a ploy to get a new TV.
Yeah.
I'm not that smart.
Fill us in, what happened? Before you...
So, I wrapped it in blankets.
Yeah.
It was a plasma TV. It's a bit of an older one because I sold my good TV with the last house.
Yes.
Wrapped it all, came over here. And you know the angle that you lean stuff up to on the house?
Yeah, like so it's sort of leaning towards.
Yeah, it's like there's no possible way that can fall off.
Yeah.
You'd think that.
That's the idea.
Yeah. No.
Newton's law. I
leant it on the wall, and I was there with Dad, and he goes, I'm just going to lock the car. He went out to lock the car. I walked around the corner to do something else, and then I hear Luke, and I turned, and literally I just saw this TV on an angle that you can't move it lift itself up and just fall backwards, and that worried me slightly.
So your new house is haunted.
That's where I'm going. Like, there's no possible way it could
No
have
wonder
that.
It was so cheap. You're like, oh, this is a bargain.
Yeah. This house is brilliant. Get the fuck out.
All right.
All right, gotta go. Too bad we can't stay, honey.
So
I got a new TV.
Right.
Sitting distances.
Yeah.
They expect you to sit between 1 to 2 meters away from these big TVs.
Yeah, now that's ridiculous. I reckon it's ridiculous. I reckon you have told me this thing before, or someone has only told me recently.
Yeah.
I reckon it was you.
They reckon it need your peripheral vision needs to sink into the screen, like the whole screen.
No, obviously because like flat screens now, they don't have the sort of radiation and stuff like that that they didn't put out back in the day.
Yeah, but still.
It's almost too bright. It's one of those things. I've got an 80-inch TV, and looked at the manual. It's like three meters back or something like that. I'm like... What?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm licking the screen.
Yeah, I don't understand it. And then the weird thing, it's like sitting front row at the cinema. I hate that experience.
Yeah.
Because my eyes are not good. I wear glasses.
Yeah.
But I can't concentrate on all this stuff happening at once, and I'll focus on one thing.
Yeah.
Like Loki's nose. I just looked at his nose and went, okay. And I'm missing shit that's happening over here because it's a blur. So then I concentrate over there. But I'm like a second behind the conversation because I'm focus.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Have you ever watched someone's eyes in that rapid eye movement when they're like, when they're watching something really close?
Oh, it goes in and out.
And their eyes flicker.
Oh.
So like when something's going past, like I can't even use an example because nothing's going past me.
Yeah.
But yeah, their eyes like flicker like really quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
So like you don't know.
No. I remember, do you remember the show Dawson's Creek?
I try to figure
out.
Like,
Joey? I don't want to wait. I loved Joey.
Really?
She was one of my crushes.
For some reason, I thought Joey was like Joshua Jackson. I forget the character.
That's Pacey.
God.
Joey.
Joey
Holmes.
I know. Yes.
Oh.
Right.
And then all my Christmases came at once because she was my ultimate female crush. Tom Cruise was my ultimate guy crush.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah,
and
okay.
They got together, and I was like, "Oh my god, they're gonna have the perfect baby for me."
But then they try to brainwash the kid.
Yeah. What's her name? Suri.
Suri. Yeah.
She grew up to be in Max.
Yeah, she's in Max
every
and
Apple,
iPhones, and then
iPhone.
She helps you find things now.
I like Suri.
So, but that was like to do with what was it? Like, yeah, she you know what? She was my like growing up.
Katie
Holmes. Really, yeah.
Yeah.
I never really started watching Dawson's Creek. I reckon when I was younger.
Yeah.
But
Creek.
I reckon there was like there
the
was,
Creek we just called it.
But I reckon there was one advert one time.
Yeah.
Right. This is how much of a youngster I was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like I think it was like the first time she was getting with Dawson. She takes her shirt off something like that. And I'm like, I've got to watch that episode.
Yeah.
Instantly, I was into Dawson's Creek. Like,
Mum, lock my door. I'm putting the VHS in. But getting back, she's the one with the rapid eye movement. Have you ever seen her when she's getting close to kiss Dawson? Her eyes, she doesn't know which eye to look at.
Yeah.
So she constantly just looks like that and just keeps moving back and forth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Freaks me out.
You know what I hate is when in films, it's not just that, because I pick up on that sort of shit as well, right?
Where are you looking right now? Just my middle
of
my
nose.
Yeah,
I'm trying to... Yeah, I don't know where I'm focusing, right?
That's a great topic.
There you go.
Where do you look at when you talk to someone?
We'll have to... That's a 10-minute?
Yeah, it's 10-minute. We'll do that soon.
But, right, I always hate in films when they look at the camera and they don't take it out of the film.
Oh.
Have you had moments like that?
Where I've looked at... I'm not on the Truman Show. looking around?
No, really? There's moments that I pick up and like it's almost like they forget their line or something like that.
No.
There's a moment in The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh.
Right. Where it's the... I forget.
They break the wall.
Yeah. And it's the Indian guy. He runs Oscorp. He's like in charge of...
Yeah.
Like your funding goes here. Your funding goes
there.
Yeah.
He's
he looks
bank
after
account.
All.
Yeah.
And there's one point where he's talking to... whoever played the lizard. He's like, I forget his name.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
But yeah, he's having a conversation with him, and there's like these weird pauses between their lines. Like he almost forgets his line.
Yeah.
And then he actually looked straight at the camera, and I'm like, whoa. Like, and I can't unsee it now. And every time I watch that scene, not that I watch Amazing Spider-Man all the time.
Yeah.
if it comes to that, I'm like, where is it? And he looks at this, looks yeah. straight at the camera, straight into the lens. I'm like, no,
why?
Don't yeah. like it.
Yeah, the only George Lazenby did it in James Bond.
Yeah,
but he actually spoke to the audience, and that just pissed me off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he'd got into this big fight scene. I think I've mentioned it once before, this big, massive fight scene right at the start of the movie.
Yeah.
And because everyone's like, where's Sean Connery? Who's this new guy? And he stops and he looks into the camera after this big fight scene, right before it cuts to the intro, looks at the audience and goes, this never happened to the other guys. And then it cuts to like the intro. And I'm like, why would they leave that in?
Yeah.
Like, that is ridiculous. So, I guess it's time to close this episode up.
Yeah, that's it. We're sort of coming to the end of it now.
Yeah, definitely, guys. If you want to name this May Contain room,
this HQ,
definitely leave a comment. Send it either to Soaps or myself, or just give us a... Write it on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Jump over to www.maycontain.podomatic.com.
Or on the Twitter, @may_contain for any extra info.
Yeah, definitely, guys. And please subscribe to us on YouTube. Just look up May Contain the Slap. You'll definitely find us. We'll have a proper username soon for you to jump over and jump to.
Yeah, but it's all flowing along nicely. We're slowly, yeah. We've got two episodes up there now. We've got the first and the current, I believe
yes.
it is.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but happening. Hopefully everything in between will eventually sort it out, get it worked out.
I'll try and upload some more soon.
So that's happening. And yeah, definitely more is going to be happening soon.
Excellent, guys. We'll jump on your horse, give it a couple of clicks, and ride off into the sunset. And we'll see you next time on May Contain. I'm Gander.
I'm Soaps. We'll see you next time.
I'm Gander.
I'm Soaps.
And this is not a 10-minute episode.
No, this isn't a 10-minute episode. This is a full-fledged episode.
This is a full-fledged. Can we do that again?
Yeah,
please?
We can.
All right.
I'll start. No, I'll leave that in, actually.
Okay, yeah. 'Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of May Contain, the first May Contain episode filmed, recorded.
Filmed. Hey, at least got some outtakes for the end of the show.
Yeah.